Good morning thank you to attending this presentation on Proconex RedB cluster non-blocking operation. My name is Marco Tusa and I am a technical lead in Percona for a few times now and principal architect and working on MySQL area for many years. And in the development and, you know, database environment for too long. I mean, really, I'm quite 35, 36 years. I know it's a long, long time. I'm also open source developer and contributor, and you can visit my GitHub, and you know, I developed a few tools that you can, of course, utilize and and provide feedback. I would always appreciate that. Now, why we are here to talk about NBO and what we want to cover. In MySQL, you have operations that are defined as online DDL, and those operations allow the writes or other operation to work concurrently. That, of course, is to reduce the locking and to reduce the impact of changing tuple structure or you know, adding an index, something like that. However, in a solution Galera based like PXC, when you raise an online DDL, that online thing is not actually respected, and the whole cluster will put itself on hold in the for writes, so for data modification, because the lock that will acquire will impact the whole cluster. So what we are going to do today is to cover very briefly what this is and what NBO brings new to the scenario, and a very fast comparison with group replication. Okay, so in terms of online DDL, we said that MySQL standard has many of them. In fact, you can do index operation, primary key operation, column generation, column operation, generation of column operation. A lot, you know, many things, but the less impacting and that are actually the more online, let's say in this case, is our operation like index operation and the column operation like dropping a column, creating, renaming a column, reordering, you know, this kind of thing, so setting a default. And the foreign key operation, which is create a foreign key, drop a foreign key, or the table space, like change a name or enable and disable encryption, right? If you operate one of this, I mean, if you execute one of this, I will focus today on only on index, because it's what we are covering with MBO. But if you raise any one of this against a PXC, you will get total lock, right? The cluster will stop. And in PXC, in order to operate DDL, we have three ways. One is the total order isolation, abbreviated in TOI, which is mainly a way that is used to execute operation on all the cluster at the same time. The rolling schema upgrade, the RSU, that instead is executed one node at a time. And finally, we have a PT online schema change that is a script, additional script written by Percona that allow you to modify tables online with a trick. We will see each one of this very briefly in the next slide. If you have a cluster, a PXC cluster that is a tightly coupled solution, the concept of primary and secondary does not really apply. PXC, normally all nodes are primaries, which means that you can write on any node and that node will communicate to the other the changes and will agree with the other nodes about if the change is committable or not. The point here is that if you do so in a very busy cluster, the certification phase, the phase that is in charge to guarantee the data consistency, will become overwhelming. It could be very heavy to, you know, certify thousands of queries per second and or changes per second. So it could be something that the cluster will start to suffer, and the performance of the cluster will start to decrease. And in any case, you are not scaling writes, you know, writing on the other nodes, because the capacity of write is the one that that you have on a single node, because in any case the other nodes need to recognize the execution and approve it. Anyhow, so keep in mind that I'm referring here to as primary as a abstraction, a logical abstraction. There is no primary settings that say here that PXC have only one node dedicated to write. When I use toy and I start to execute a DDL, I execute on one node, it is automatically distributed on all nodes, and all nodes are put on hold, or all devices are put on hold on the whole cluster. The good thing here is that the cluster will always be consistent. So whatever happens, whatever write you do, whatever change you do, the cluster will be perfectly consistent, and doesn't matter, you know, if one node goes up or down, because the other will reflect what the status is of the other. So they are perfectly consistent. With RSU, if I have a primary and I want to start with it, it is advisable to move the writes to another node, okay? Or you can start from a secondary and then, you know, do the secondary first. But let's say that I have my primary and I want to start from that specific node. Well, the advice is move the writes to another node such that you can declare that secondary, execute your DDL there. And as soon as you execute the DDL, there will be a metalock, and that node will be locked. But the point here is that action is isolated on only that node, and the cluster at point is not consistent. So you have to replicate the action three times. So if you have an alter that takes 10 hours, you have to do first on one node, then on the other node, then on the other node. So instead 10 hours, you will have an alter that is taking 30 hours to be completed on the whole cluster. Of course, less impact, but you know there is the risk of having the cluster disaligned. If you use instead PT online schema change, when you use PT online schema change, which is, as I said, an external script written by Percona, what the PT online schema change does is, first of all, read the table, and then it create an empty copy of this table. So you have production table and an empty copy of the production table. And it starts to migrate the data by chunk from one table to another. There are triggers to keep the table updated. I mean, several things, but make it simple, right? Data is moved from, copy over from the original table to the new table. When everything is done, there is a moment where there will be a lock, very short one, and the old table, the production table, will be renamed old table, and the new table will become the production table. Now, the good thing is that of course the locking is limited, but the bad thing is that you have data duplication, there's additional space, and you know, it takes time, of course, to copy everything over, and other things like in any case, you are moving data, the server is busy also copying the data. There are good and bad factors all the time here. Now, what about NBO? When NBO has been, first of all, is still a technical preview, is a feature that we are developing, that we have developed in Percona just recently. We cover only the alter index, create index, well, alter to alter index, create alter table to create index, create index and drop index. So the index part, let's say, is covered just because it's the most common operation, and it also the one that we are trying to make it less impacted. If you try to do a DDL with NBO and that is not the one mentioned, you will get an error. So let's say error not supported yet, right? Keep in mind that. Then I will show you a simple test that you can also replicate on your environment, but it's a simple test to show what NBO does and why it behaves in a specific way. So what we will do is to create to have a table created with Sysbench and populated with Sysbench, and then we will perform a DDL adding an index on this table, while on a different connection we will try to insert data on the table that has been altered. Another connection will insert data on a different table, and then I put the comment for you if you want to use it to test what is going on the additional node in the cluster. As I said, this is a simple table coming from Sysbench. You can find that actually it's not the standard Sysbench, but it's the one you can find in my GitHub. It's a little bit more articulated as table, but nothing special here. And I put just 5 million rows, you know, just to give a little bit of load. Otherwise, it will take milliseconds to do the alter. Okay, so the test is when we raise the alter table, the comments are this one connection with the alter table, and the other comments are for inserting the data on the additional table. And before doing the inserts, what you have to do is to define what kind of method you want to use. Do you want to use TOI? You want to use MBO? Do you want to use RSU? In this test, we will do we'll collect the data. It was collecting the data just using TOI and MBO. Okay. To do so, you just raise a session. Set session variable, and you set on the node that you're going to where you're going to execute the alter, set session WS rep also method TOI or NBO, and then you raise the alter table. Okay, what happened is quite interesting. If you use TOI, which is on the left, and NBO is on the right, if you use TOI, you see that the alter will take more or less 64 seconds. And what will happen is that the table that is doing the alter and any other table will be stopped for the whole time. Well, with NBO, we will get, at the moment, we will get a little bit more time in execute during the execution, but the other table will be able to insert and we'll have a just 25 seconds of lock instead of 64. So one third. And actually, this is also something that will be less. It will be less. But you know, the lock will be just a few seconds. If you compare, you can see the difference, right? Between TOI and NBO. But why we still have lock in NBO? Well, first of all, let's clarify. TOI is taking metalock at the beginning. It's taking the metalock for the whole time. And it is released only when the operation is completed, which means that during the time, no operation is allowed. NBO raised the metalock at the beginning and another metalock for a very brief time. And then another metalock is taken at the end. During the time of the operation, each node is actually able to work independently. And other operations can be executed on the other tables. Of course, you cannot execute insert on the table that you are modifying, but all the other tables and they're in the cluster are free to operate. The metalock at the end is to allow the nodes to synchronize the moment of the commit, the final moment of the say, okay, yeah, everything is good, everything is done, let's do it and commit and finalize the operation. This is done with a commit, and there is also the protocol to that use error voting, cluster error voting, to be sure that all nodes agree. This phase is the one that costs a little bit more, because the performance of each node may vary a little bit, right? So the better the nodes execute, the faster they finish the operation, and you know, the less time you will get, you will suffer of lock on the other table, and the 24 seconds will reduce. Okay, the other very, very, very important thing is that with MBO, you can continue to use the you can continue to insert other table. You can alter another table using MBO as well, and this is not possible with standard TOI or RSU well on the node. And this is very, very important. If one of the nodes executing the alter is crashes, the other two nodes independently will go ahead and will, you know, convene at the end, and they will agree if the operation is executed successfully or not. Anyhow, so you all, also if one node crashed, the other two will say, yeah, fine, cool, everything is working fine, I am happy, let's do it, and I will apply. The node that crash, when if you restart it, will resynchronize with the two. So the operation, let's say that you have done an alter for 10 hours, one day, and the node crashes at the last hour, right? So the node crash, okay, the other two will complete and your operation will be safe, which is something very, very cool. Now, the last part, okay, just a brief comparison between Apple and bananas. So what is comparing to group replication? Group replication has different method of consistency method, and this works only when you use event tool, right? But okay, group replication respect the online DDL when you execute, and which means that this we should expect to have online DDL almost on the node, and without you know, impact on the other table. But how the online DDL, well, how the DDL is actually applied on a group replication cluster. What happens is that you have a primary, and in group replication, you actually declare a primary. You have a primary, and then you change the, you perform the operation of adding an index on the primary node. When the node has complete the execution, then the operation is transmitted to the secondaries and flush it to the bin log for eventual asynchronous replication. When all this is completed, then you have the full cluster realigned again. Okay, so you have one node only, then that is a duplicate, the operation is disseminated to the other nodes and bin log. And only when after that you have, you know, when they complete, you have the cluster realigned. So if you have an alter that is 10 hours, you have first 10 hours on the primary, then you have after 10 hours on the secondary, and after 20 hours, you may have the cluster realigned again. But during that this time, the impact of the on the cluster itself is minimal. In fact, we can see that the locking operation, I mean, that is no locking, almost no locking. There is a performance decrease that is minimal, you know, talking, but, you know, of course, it depends how the traffic you have. But aside that, there is no real locking. However, and this is the part that I was mentioning, that is very important to keep in mind. However, the point is that peak C has kept the cluster fully aligned. With MBO, less operation, less impact, a little bit of cost, less impact, but the cluster was always aligned. Okay, nodes one, each node were perfectly aligned one with the other. With group replication, the impact is zero or close to zero, but you have a consistency issue here, like RSU. So, you know, it depends, as usual. It depends on you. It depends what you want. It depends what you expect, right? For me, tightly coupled cluster, you know, having this method that by phases, I don't really like too much. But hey, it could be okay. Final conclusion. Recently we have a discussion in Percona because we call it NBO, non-blocking operation, but actually there is a blocking operation, also if it's minimal. So there's been raised this, why we don't mention it, we call it less blocking operation. Okay, we are still working on the features, so yeah, maybe we will call it less blocking operation, which is probably more appropriate. NBO is helpful and for standard operation like creation of an index or change of an index. And it's very helpful because instead having to create, you know, performing the operation with PT online schema change or doing the RSU that desynchronize the nodes, you can do it online with minimal impact. And as I said, the impact is related to the node capacity and not really only on the amount of data. So it is really how the node is performing. So a small cost exists, but it is really solving another significant issue, and it's consistent all the time. This is a technology preview feature. Please don't trust in production. Don't put it in production. Okay, just test it. Let us know, and let us know, because the more will come. If we see that this is a good thing to do, and is working as it should, with your help, with your feedback, we will try to do the best and implement additional feature that from other online operation that, you know, as I indicate, are the less impacting, the more online from the first slides that I was showing you. And this, because as final comment, you know, Percona is focused on developing solution for the customer, and other distributor has NBO, but you need to buy enterprise version. You know, it's not free, it's not available for everyone. We believe in open source, we believe in what we do is for the benefit of the community, and we actually are always operating in this way. And we need your help, of course, but at the same time we want you to understand that what we are doing is to make our life and your life better when using MySQL. Okay, this is a few reference for you if you want. Thank you very much for attending this presentation, and please raise your any question you have, and by Slack channel or by chat or whatever. And thank you very much.